Lansing Lugnuts preparing for the first game this series against the Fort Wayneton Caps. I'm joined by Evan Crawford, the Lugnuts lefty, who yesterday went out to the mound in his third spot start this year for the Lugnuts. Five innings, one hit, shutout baseball, six strikeouts. How did you feel even before you took the mound for last night's?
I just relaxed. I just was going to take it like a they told me just to take it like a bullpen appearance, just kind of coming in relief in the first inning kind of thing. And so I just treated it like that and just kind of went about it a regular day and then just hit the mound like I was warming up for, you know, in between an inning or something. So
what's the difference in mentality between you being a starter and you being a reliever?
Sometimes as a starter you can get caught up in the whole having a routine thing kind of rubs me the wrong way sometimes, but you know, that's why I just treated it like a relief appearance. I just kind of did everything the same like I would on any other day and just went about it like an appearance.
So. Well, the appearance wasn't the same. You were brilliant out there, and that's a good, young, talented lineup. What happened? What made you so effective?
I just trying to throw strikes. That's my main goal right now where I'm at. Just trying to throw strikes, and the defense picked us up when we needed it. Goins made a good play. Shemp made a couple good plays, and outfield was making plays. So it's just kind of throwing strikes and letting the defense do the work, and we scored some runs, and it's easy to settle in once you score some runs.
Have you been working on anything this year with Tony Caceres?
I have, two-seam. He was working on a two-seam, and I'm always too scared to throw it because every time I throw it in a warm-up or something, it doesn't look like it does anything to me, so I feel like I'm going to get hammered with it, but he told me to try it out in a game, and I tried it, and I still don't know if it did anything, but...
Did it get you good results?
I guess it works, so...
All right.
That was good.
Evan, you're from Auburn, Alabama. You pitched at Auburn University. Then the last 2 years you pitched with the Auburn Double Days. How was that?
I didn't think I was ever going to get out of an Auburn uniform, that's for sure. I enjoyed it, though. I always loved Auburn, Alabama, and then Auburn, New York. Had a good time, so it was fun. It was fun.
Now, when you were in high school, Prattville High School back in Alabama, you pitched on maybe one of the best high school teams ever in the state, right? You went undefeated, set the record for wins. What was that like?
That was fun. That was a fun group of guys. Everybody, we played hard, you know. Like, I grew up in Prattville. You grew up with the same guys since you're, you know, four. So we all played together, a little league together, and we all went to the same high school, you know, all the way through. So those guys are like my brothers pretty much, and we had fun. All those guys played hard, and it was a blast.
Anyone still playing professional baseball today?
You know what? I don't think there's any right now playing. But
it's you.
Yeah, I guess so. Some of them went to college and played ball, and they were, like I said, they're tough players. And some of them were smart and went to, I know a couple of them went to pharmacy school and things like that. So they're all doing well. I still keep up with all of them.
If you weren't doing baseball, what would you be doing?
You know what? I don't know. I like to do things like cut grass, and I work actually for a septic company in the off season, pumping waste. So I don't know what I'd do as of right now. I'm just trying to ride this out as long as I can, I guess.
Sounds good. Any goals for this season?
Just to get better every game. Just every game, work on one thing, like trying not to ruin the no hitter, like what I did yesterday for our team. So.
Well, you didn't know at that point that it was just going to be one hit in the game.
Well, that's true, but I guess I knew Matty Wright and Antlin were coming in, so we had a pretty good shot at it, and I blew it. So.
This team has a pretty good feel to it right now. Those guys behind you in the bullpen, you know them well because you were down there in the bullpen. This team sort of righted the ship. They'd won 10 games of 11, then the five losses in six. But what happened that suddenly seems to have turned things around?
I would just stay calm. Everybody, Sal is the best for it, man. The manager, he just stays calm. You know what he says? As long as we play hard every day, you know, the results are going to come. So just every day, just play as hard as you can, and wins are going to come. And that's what we did. We just battled through it, and it just kept playing hard. We lost one game pretty close where we played well, and he was excited for us, and you know, that's the main thing that matters. So we just kept through it, and now we're starting to win again.
Well, finally, the Lugnuts are facing Fort Wayne. You've seen these guys quite a bit. Now, you're not pitching in this series, but what's your scouting report on the Tin Caps?
They can swing it. They swing it early, and they can swing it hard, that's for sure. Just, you know, stay out of mistakes is the main thing with these guys. If you make a mistake, they'll let you know it. And but we're just going to try to score some runs and keep them away from the home plate. So,
Evan, thank you very much.
You got it.
You're listening to the Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92F.